Are you thinking about buying or selling a home, or just want to know what might be going on with one of your biggest investments? Then come hang out with us for a little while. Hi, I'm Kirk Duckwall, and welcome to the Twin Cities Real Estate Show. Welcome, everybody. So excited today to have Tad Johnson, representative for Fieldstone Family Homes, joining us today. We're going to be talking kind of like all things new construction. And Danielle Germanson as well. Thank you for coming in. You've had a lot of recent experience as well with working on the buy side with some new construction.
I have. Yeah. A lot.
And Tad, like, it's been a while since I had you in. Like, a whole pandemic.
Right.
It was the radio show, I believe, back in the old studio was the last time we had you on.
Yeah. Well, a few things have changed in the new construction world.
Oh, just a couple.
Yeah.
Yes. And I actually, I personal experience, built a home using you as representing Fieldstone there, and very happy with the house. I mean, they put out such a good quality home, and we're going to be talking more about that shortly. But just want to kind of dive in a little bit. Now, first of all, I want to talk about how I came to find Fieldstone. It was kind of early on in my career. What year was it Fieldstone started?
Fieldstone started in 2009.
Nine. Okay. Yeah. All right. I just wanted to make sure I had the timelines in my head right, because I was going to say 2010 is I came across a Fieldstone build, and I was really, really impressed with the quality. And the pricing was very reasonable in comparison to some of the other custom builders that were out there. Now, my client, against my advising, went with the cheaper option. And definitely, that's what they got. That builder ended up going out of business a year or so later. Just the quality of materials was not there. But I'll tell you, the next time around when I had a client looking at new construction, I knew right away who to point them towards. So to start out, a little bit about your background. You've been swinging a hammer since, like, what, as a toddler almost?
Well, since a preteen, basically. I grew up in a construction family. I always say it's kind of like growing up in a farm family. 12 years old, summertime, you go to work. And so it was really all I knew. So coming out of high school, I just kept following, in those
steps. Summer camp was framing houses?
Yeah. So, and then got to be 16, we got to start using power tools. And, that, okay. It was exciting. But just kept pursuing it, have done pretty much all facets through the years, whether it be new home construction, when there wasn't a lot of work there, remodeling, pretty much a little bit of everything. But, it's given me a good background of the whole, construction industry.
Well, I think that's really important too, when working with buyers, to really understand all the processes that are happening in a new construction build, right? Joke about like my time in the military, that the people that made the best officers were the ones that were enlisted first, right? So the people that really know construction, that's kind of the background that I came from, construction background. You really get to understand houses. We have a commercial break coming up in just a little over a minute, but a little background on Fieldstone. You said started in 2010.
Family owned business. It's actually my brothers that own Fieldstone. And back then, I actually subcontracted out to them as a framing contractor.
Okay.
And built their homes. And then, as you get older.
They liked your work?
Yeah. I assume so. But I liked it on that side too, because just like my job now of designing custom homes, I liked to build the custom homes. Mm-hmm. And there just comes a point where your body starts wearing out a little bit. And that's where I decided to come. Join the design and sales side of the business. And it's been a really good fit, just having that past experience to fall back on, whether we're sitting down designing a house, whether it be from scratch or a plan maybe we have.
About how many homes a year would you say Fieldstone does?
Last year we did just under 90.
Wow.
So we set our sales goal at 100 this year, and we actually went over that by 12. So we sold 112, closed just under 90.
And you do, and we'll talk about this more, but you do, in development as well as offsite.
Correct. Yeah. We have a lot of options for people, whether it's a development we're currently marketing and have a model in, or if we're just helping you find a piece of land to, build the home on.
Well, we're going to be taking that quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to be diving into, you know, some of the quality aspects people should be looking for, some of the benefits of new construction, talking about the cost differential or lack thereof these days. As always, if you have any questions for us or questions for Ted, you can give a call 651-303-0019, or you can go to TwinCitiesRealEstateShow.com and submit them there. We'll be right back. Our local sponsors are Bricks Real Estate, Network Title, Eric Bloomstrand and Chad Preeby with Bell Bank Mortgage, Structure Tech Home Inspections, James Tufson with Country Financial, along with Cregan's Construction and Gray Duck Staging and Design.
Hi, I'm Ruben with Structure Tech Home Inspections. Everyone knows you should have a home inspection before you buy a home, but we've heard of home buyers being encouraged to skip the home inspection in this crazy market to make their purchase offer more attractive. Now they're facing tens of thousands of dollars in unexpected repairs. I'm telling you now, don't skip the home inspection. Here at Structure Tech, we can get your home inspected quickly, and we offer a full line of services. Visit us online at structuretech.com to learn more.
Don't fall for the billboards or the clickbait. There is no such thing as today's rate. Mortgages and mortgage rates are individual to you. Chad Preeby and Eric Bloomstrand with Bell Bank Mortgage are here to show you the formula to get your best rate. Once you know this formula, you can mortgage shop with confidence. Find us online at chadpreeby.com. That is chadpreeby.com. NMLS 1462493, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Kirk Duckwall with Bricks Real Estate and the Twin Cities Real Estate Show. Buying or selling a home is one of the biggest financial transactions people make. Before you make your next move, download our free Smart Home Buyer or Smart Seller guides to give you the edge in our real estate market. From deal hunting to knowing the right repairs for maximizing value, these free guides have it all. Check them out and more at BricksTwinCities.com under publications.
Welcome back to the Twin Cities Real Estate Show. Today, speaking with Tad Johnson, representative for Fieldstone, and Danielle Germanson with Bricks, who does a lot with new construction as well. Talking about, just all things kind of new construction in this segment. As I mentioned in the last segment, it's been a few years since we've had you on. What are some of the things that we've seen change in regards to new construction? We don't need to get into styles and stuff yet.
Sure.
We'll be talking about that soon. But, you know, just kind of, you know, the expectation, things like that.
Yeah. So. No, a lot has changed.
Yeah.
You know, probably the biggest thing we're seeing is timelines. You know, mm-hmm. obviously the supply chain has affected our business just like, you know, all the other industries out there. So builders have really had to adapt and, you know, start ordering products a lot further out in advance than, you know, what we used to. You know, windows, for example. You know, a lot of times we'd order them, you know, 3 weeks from when we needed them, where now, I mean, we're talking 18 weeks or cabinets or, you know, all of these specific products, you know, it just takes a lot more time to get them. So builders really need to plan a lot more in advance, which affects the overall timeline of the build.
So, right.
You know, with buyers, you know, one of our goals is to manage those expectations up front and say, hey, here's the kind of timeline we're looking at.
Yeah.
And to offset that, what builders have done is they're building a lot of spec homes or inventory homes where we've kind of got that ball rolling up front and that pre-construction phase is really in the works to where if somebody comes in, you know, maybe we're not 12 months out, we're 6 months or 4 months.
Yeah, you're digging a lot of holes, applying for a lot of permits.
Yes.
And getting ready. I know we were working with a client where I picked up the phone and I said, hey, how many holes you got right now?
Yeah.
Because, you know, somebody who is looking for not waiting, you know, 8 months, they want to be in a little sooner. Now, with something like that, do they have an option of, you know, still doing any sort of selections?
It depends how far along we are. There are simple things like wall paint. You know, we don't have supply chain issues with that. So
okay.
If you come in and you want to change the wall, I mean, as long as we're not painted, you know, it's something that can be done.
Okay.
Cabinet color, well, those are basically ordered. You know, windows, things like that. And then where we are in the permitting process, you know, if we've got the survey done and in for permit, then we're not going to want to change that structure size, you know, things like that. So depending on what phase we're in those pre-construction levels basically determines that.
So talked about supply chain. Now, last year, and this is something I was paying very close attention to because, you know, my house had recently been done, and we were watching those lumber prices, and we were kind of watching for the deck that I was having put on. Which, to speak to that, you guys do decks, and mm-hmm. I know not all builders do, which I think is a great thing, because that question comes up a lot.
It does.
So where are things with lumber prices? Are they still astronomical, or?
They're not astronomical. We went through a phase there where, I mean, I kind of compared it to the toilet paper shortage.
Yeah.
Like, you know, everybody was just, we need it. We need it. Lumber
right.
yards were loading up. They had it stacked in their parking lots. You know, everybody wanted it. And right now what's kind of going on is it's more of a demand issue with these spec homes. Because, mm-hmm. you know, obviously Fieldstone is a small sample size of the whole market.
Right.
But most of the builders are doing the same thing. They're specing these homes. They're ordering this lumber. You know, terms with the lumber yard, it used to be 90 days. You know, you give us an estimate and, you know, you honor it for 90 days. Well, that's shrunk down to 14.
Wow.
You know, so it's just a lot of things have changed.
14 days on the price
of the lumber. Yeah.
Wow.
So
okay.
if you know.
Yeah, I remember you used to say, hey, we're doing our you know, quarterly or whatever lumber checks and prices may go up.
Yeah.
So now it's just a.
Yeah, now it's, you know, it's day, we monitor it day by day rather than by quarter, basically. So, you know, there's just a lot of demand for that lumber. And a big reason for that is all of these spec homes, these inventory homes that don't necessarily have a, you know, a buyer assigned to them yet. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they're in the process to, you know, give clients options that aren't 12 months out.
Yeah. As far as... you know, things that you're hearing out there regarding new construction as, you know, with, and I don't know if this is what we were kind of getting to when we were talking about misconceptions from builders, like, is that lumber price one of those things that's floating? Because I think you guys lock lumber cost, right? Once.
We do. We have, we do both. So we'll lock a certain amount and then we will, you know, bid price out a certain amount just to
okay.
kind of, you know, manage that risk. You know, the biggest thing is really what's affected it the most are the terms. You
okay.
know, the suppliers aren't giving the same terms that they used to the builders. And so what it's doing is it's putting the builders at risk of prices going up from when they sign a contract to when they're actually having that lumber delivered.
Now, is that some of the misconceptions you're talking about regarding what builders are given as far as they're underestimating completion
yeah.
times? And
yeah, I would say that, you know, right now we're cautioning on being conservative with times as far as, you know, build times. You know, when someone walks in and I'm meeting them for the first time, you mm-hmm. know, if we're doing a design and build, I'm telling them we need to manage, you know, a year minimum, you know, to get this done. Now, those pre-construction phases are a lot of times more at the buyer's timeline. So if we can design that plan and get the options picked out pretty quick, you know, we can shave some time off that 12 months. But, you know, we want to make sure that we're getting them what they want as well.
Well, I think that's kind of getting the question you had,
yes.
which is...
Buyers have a lot of choices nowadays. And so what are some of the expectations that you would suggest for buyers to have?
Sure. You know, I always tell people, let's sit down and figure out our wants and our needs, you know, because you're going to give me a budget and say, hey, I need to be $600,000 all done, land, build, landscaping, everything. So really what we need to do is, you know, create that. That becomes our target. And then now I can show you what fits in that target, whether it be, you know, lots in this area, which are priced at this much, or lots that are maybe further away, which are a little less, but that gives you more budget to spend on your build.
Right.
So, you know, really the expectations of that are, let's get that budget set, and then we can sit down and show you, hey, here's the options we have within that budget. And does it work with your needs? Does it work with your wants? And where do we need to?
There's and timelines.
Yeah, and timelines. You know, there's kind of two ways. Sometimes we design the house. You know, we got our budget, we design the house, and then we find a place to put it. And sometimes people do it the opposite. They find the piece of land, and then we design the house to work within their budget. So,
what are the timelines that you typically see?
So from lot, like,
yeah. So, yeah, we have a flow chart that we go over with clients at the time. And really, it just kind of has from beginning, you know, that pre-consultation to, you know, getting your keys and closing. Typically, that plan, prep, and design on a custom build, we're looking at typically a couple of months. You know, and then now we're ready to write a purchase agreement. You know, we write that purchase agreement from there to dig. That's going to vary a lot on what kind of build it is. Is it acreage? Is it in a, you know, is it governed by the city? You know, inspections done by the city, the county, the township, you know, all of that. How long does it take to get a permit? So that can vary anywhere from that purchase agreement. Let's say if everything goes really quick and let's say it's a development we're working in. You know, we might be digging that hole in 60 days from purchase agreement.
Okay.
If it's an acreage build, you know, it might be 6 months. So,
sure.
But then once we dig the hole, today we're building at a 6 month build schedule. So
really anywhere from about an 8 to 12 month time frame, depending on what it is.
Yeah, that would be pretty typical today. Yep.
Well, one of the things, you know, I've been speaking with my clients about regarding new construction is you know, we've seen this before, but it doesn't always, it's not always there as the option, which is that because of how volatile the single family market is right now and prices, that you can actually build a brand new house for the same cost as buying something similar that's existing. And I think maybe the last time we came across this was, what, 2015-ish or so? Maybe a little bit before, where it was worthwhile to be shopping both options if you were there. You know, I know as soon as I get a client that's approaching that 400 or 500 mark, that's the conversation starts.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, a lot of times new construction has a premium to it as far as cost goes.
Mm-hmm.
And today, right now, I would definitely argue that it doesn't, just because the existing market is very volatile too.
Yeah, it's nice not to have to go out and be in multiple offers. You know, okay, you're going to have to wait a little bit. We know that. But you know what you're getting. You know the cost. And you can have some certainty to it. I mean, I don't think I've had more clients go towards new construction in 1 year than this year.
Yeah.
So, you know, that premium brings up a really good point. And new construction, you know, typically does have a little premium to it. But what is it that you're getting with that? And that's the, you know, new, right? You're not going to have to replace a furnace for hopefully 15, 20 plus years, or roof 20 plus years, AC 15, 20 plus years. Like, you're buying this time where nothing's going to have to be done.
Yeah, I mean, I would, you know, look at it just like cars. You know, people are very familiar with, you know, buying a new car and having everything new, you know, that new car smell, you know, and having warranties and being able to take it in and get it serviced, you know, as opposed to buying a used car. You know, typically you're going to be able to buy that cheaper. Well, with a home, it's the same thing. It's just on a way bigger scale.
Right.
You know, you're not replacing brakes.
Right.
You know, if you need to replace a roof on an existing home, you know, that's a pretty sizable
18,
investment.
20, 25.
Yeah. You know, so, you know, there's that. There's all the new products that you get. You know, other benefits is the warranty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you now have a warranty, you know, basically structural up to 10 years,
mm-hmm.
you know, transferable. A lot of builders have it, you know, where you can transfer that warranty to if you sell your home. You know, one big one that doesn't get talked about a lot is energy efficiency.
Yes.
You know, so those are all the benefits that you get in a new home that you're not necessarily paying a premium for today.
Mm-hmm. So around that, it's kind of funny. I get a lot of clients that will be like, oh, I want a house that's 2000 or newer. And we're in 2022.
Right.
A house in 2000 to 2005 or so, hey, that roof is coming in, the AC, the furnace, and all of that. And most of these homes, when I go in them, That hasn't been done yet. So it's almost I'd rather have brand new or something back in the mid-90s or earlier, right?
Yeah.
That at least then some of these big things have been taken care of there. Let's speak to the quality a little bit because, you know, not all builders are the same.
Right.
I mean, you're out there, you see what's being built.
Yes, yes. The quality that Fieldstone does is spectacular.
Well, thank you. It, you know, when it comes to quality, you know, everybody's opinion of quality is different, you know. I mean, sometimes, you know, a common thing in the models, they'll come in and they'll open the cabinet, and if it's got soft closed drawers, they just assume that that is a quality feature.
House is perfect. It's structurally sound.
Yeah. The cabinets could be made out of cardboard, but if they're soft closed, in their mind, that's quality. Or, you know, quartz countertops. You know, from the construction end, we look at quality more as, you know, the bones of the house.
Right.
You know, what building practices were used to construct this home, because we can change out that countertop tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and I think that's a huge piece that a lot of buyers don't understand. They go into a model, they see the cabinetry color, or it doesn't have soft clothes, or the carpet choice, and they're like, I don't like this, and they walk away.
Yeah.
They didn't look at what furnace was installed. Are they using engineered joists? Are, you know, how is everything like finished? The finished quality of stuff. Because yeah, most builders, they can change it. You can get that cabinet upgrade for the soft close, right? It's really the materials. And I remember one thing that offset you guys. I mean, you use a solid core wood or solid wood doors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I mean, a lot of builders, they're just the hollow, like you say, cardboard in a sense.
Right.
So, yeah, and Danielle, you were wondering as well about that energy efficiency.
Yeah, the energy efficiency of Fieldstone, you would like to elaborate on that a little bit.
You know, at Fieldstone Family Homes, you know, that's very, very important to them. They, so every home they've built, they have it tested and rated, and they get what's called a HERS score. And the best way to describe a HERS score is it's like a miles per gallon for your car,
right?
But it's showing how energy efficient your home is. The lower the score, the better. Basically, in Minnesota,
it's like golf.
Yeah, like golf.
Not like fishing.
No.
No.
See, I told you I'd tie it in somehow. Yeah.
You know, in Minnesota, basically, the bare minimum to pass code on new construction is 100, okay? The average builder builds to about an 80. Fieldstone is typically going to be anywhere from the high 40s to about a 60. Anything under 60 is considered exceptional. Now, what that score is taking into consideration is the whole house performance. So it's the building practices, it's the windows, it's the appliances, it's the light fixtures. It's everything that home does to save energy.
It is just super tight, very well-built home. The time goes by so quick. We gotta take another commercial break here. Check us out at TwinCitiesRealEstateShow.com. You can give us a call anytime, 651-303-0019.
Not every title company is the same. There are many people involved with each real estate transaction, and all of them need to be in the loop or a closing may get delayed. This is why the people at Network Title strive to provide swift scheduling and communication between the buyers, sellers, agents, and lenders. We know moving can be stressful, however, your closing does not need to be. Check us out online at network-title.com.
My name is James Tobson with Country Financial. Anyone can sell you insurance, however, is it going to be the insurance you need? When life pops up with its surprises, you want the right coverage. When it comes time to find or renew your policy, give me a call. I would love to review your existing policy and show you what I can do for you. You can email me at james.tobson@countryfinancial.com or give me a call at 651-365-3408.
Hi, I'm Becca, owner of Grey Duck Staging. With today's home buyers beginning their journey exclusively online, the look and feel of your home matters more than ever. Whether it's a simple in-home consultation, a refresh using your current furniture, or a whole home staging, our goal is always the same: showing your home in the best light and helping you achieve the highest sales price possible. To learn more, visit us at greyduckstaging.com or check us out on Instagram at greyduckstaging.
Welcome back to the Twin Cities Real Estate Show. Tad, thank you so much for coming in today. Real quick, we're not going to have time to get to this, so I'm going to run it down real quick. Barn doors are out and brass is in. I would love to talk more about styles, but maybe that's for another day. What is your favorite part about what you do?
You know, I really feel like, and it might sound corny, but I get to fulfill the American dream. You know, home ownership obviously is a part of it, but, you know, being able to take a concept, get it on paper, and construct it to what the buyers have been looking for, you know, maybe for years, there's just a lot of satisfaction that comes with that.
Well, and so, you were saying that was one of the reasons you love
your construction. I love it. Yeah, yeah. Yes. You get to watch it, like you said, start to finish, and lots of smiles in between. Yeah.
Well, and from my background, I used to rehab, rebuild homes, and it's like getting to watch that without actually having to do any of the work. You know, that's why I like it. So.
Yeah.
All right, Tad. Give out your contact information, best way to get a hold of you if somebody wants to find out more.
Sure. You can call me. My cell phone is 612-282-7855, or you can email me at tad, T-A-D-D-J, at fieldstonerest.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And check us out online at TwinCitiesRealEstateShow.com. We'll be back next week.
People always ask realtors, what is your commission? But what they should be asking is, what is your rate of return? Commissions only vary by a couple of percent from agent to agent. However, the price per square foot you get just based on their experience and the quality of marketing they use can vary by 10% or more. At Bricks Real Estate, our agents use the right marketing and have the experience to get you top dollar for your house. See what we can do for you at BricksTwinCities.com.
Not every title company is the same. There are many people involved with each real estate transaction, and all of them need to be in the loop or a closing may get delayed. This is why the people at Network Title strive to provide swift scheduling and communication between the buyers, sellers, agents, and lenders. We know moving can be stressful, however, your closing does not need to be. Check us out online at network-title.com.
You can catch us across all your devices, whether that's on TV, on the CW23 Saturday mornings at 6:30, or KSTC Saturday mornings at 6, on the radio at AM 950, Sundays at noon, also on YouTube or Facebook by just typing in Twin Cities Real Estate Show, or you can also podcast us anytime, again, by typing in Twin Cities Real Estate Show. Don't forget to check us out online anytime at TwinCitiesRealEstateShow.com. There you can find all of our past shows, our weekly market updates, along with the latest and greatest searching and researching tools, and our free publications to include the Smart Home Buyer Guide and the Smart Seller Guide, along with the Bricks Report. All of these free for you. If you have any real estate questions, please feel free to give us a call, 651-303-0019. Again, 651-303-0019. Happy to help answer any of your real estate questions or assist with your real estate needs.